Sister Amen, what would you say a young lady saint should do to prepare for ministry? What a lead in.
What should a, well, when you say young, you mean young in the Lord.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, I guess it doesn't really matter, young. I guess I was thinking a young, because I'm thinking there'd be inexperienced, but it could be a middle-aged or an older woman that just comes to the Lord. Let's rephrase it. What could a woman do to prepare for street ministry? Well, whether it's with her husband or alone, I imagine, or on her own with other saints, that would be different. But in general.
Well, I would say, obviously, the first thing she needs to know is have a great grasp of the foundation of the gospel and have that in her life. And if she's established that, then she really needs to learn how to be able to share that. And that would mean also including verbal. Now, it can start
speaking.
Out... Yeah, it can start out with a gospel card, and then, and I've done this too, with the gospel card, if it's, it should be biblical, obviously. If you're not so fluid on speaking it right away because you're brand new, there's nothing wrong with giving the gospel card to somebody and then pulling another one out yourself and saying, hey, let's go through this.
Yep.
You know, here's the gospel and you can read it. And then what that does is that kind of gives you a grounding point, something you can grasp onto, and then you can kind of go from there with each point on that.
Amen.
And on our gospel card, we have warnings on the backside too. So you could even go through that. If you have the same thing.
Some people in the world would call that a cheat sheet. It's just helping you.
Yeah, kind of like having notes or whatever.
Notes,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
And then the more often you do it, the more fluid it will get. And it does help if you have other saints that you can listen to audios or see videos and listen to the different scenarios, because every encounter can be different.
Right.
One thing that we've noticed as we go throughout the years is there's much repetition.
Yep.
And so after a while, you have some key verses that you use a lot. And so those are good to kind of make a note on.
Right.
Make a note after each witnessing occurrence that you have, so that way you can go back and examine yourself, maybe share it with others to that they can examine you.
Yep.
And maybe help you have some different ideas. Obviously studying, so you know what the scriptures are.
Yep, so the gospel... studying so you know what other scriptures are. How about address fear of man?
Oh, addressing the fear of man?
Yeah, like address the fear of man, how you need to make sure that you're starting to overcome that, because it's hard to do street ministry if you're afraid of people, fear of man, fear of them mocking, fear of that.
Well, fear is a sin.
Yep.
So you want to get over that part. You need to lay that down and trust in the Lord and go out. And anytime that fear arises, you need to put it down and trust that the Lord is going to give you the words to say.
Yeah.
Because what some people might think is, you know, once you're filled with the Holy Spirit, God just flows everything through you. Well, that's not true.
You gotta walk
expects,
in it.
Yep. He expects us to step out and walk, and maybe we trip and stumble, and we don't always do it right. But if we look in the scriptures, we see that God used people who were not the high and mighty.
Yep.
Because God abhors that which man esteems, you know, those who are well-learned and fair of speech.
Amen.
So, yeah, what you need to do is have trust in the Lord and keep pushing through.
Yep.
And that fear of man will diminish. It's, you know what, it's all a matter of what you're focusing on. If you're focusing on people and trying to please them, then obviously your focus is wrong. But if you focus on the Lord and His truth and trying to get that word to that person, you're going to see the eternal value of it, as opposed to the temporal, sitting in your flesh. You're not walking in the spirit then, you're walking in the flesh, and
Amen.
You have to learn how to do that. And you can prepare yourself by putting on the armor of God, as the brothers were just talking about, your Ephesians 6 armor, preaching the gospel to yourself every day when you get going. And so you have to dress yourself in everything of the Lord, you know, kind of like we see the wedding garment, the story about the man with the wedding garment. You want to do that every day. And I don't know, did I miss anything? I just did a lot of talking.
Well, there's a whole bunch of stuff, but you covered
is,
some good basic stuff,
because
street ministry is kind of intimidating to people, so it's good to talk about, it's not impossible. We're not special. It's not, it really isn't even hard. when you walk in the Spirit, God guides you through it, but it's good to get an understanding of what should I be prepared for. And I like what you said. You prepare with the gospel. You want to study the Word of God so you know what you're talking about, so you can speak with authority. And then we talked about not being afraid of men. And in most cases, you're not be afraid of them killing you and beating you up. In most cases, it's people afraid of looking bad, of being mocked or ridiculed.
Yeah.
And you definitely have to overcome that. And I think those are good starting points. And when you walk in those, then you really grow from there.
Yeah, and one other big point that just came up. I know some people may not fear man, but they may fear the fact that they can't give an answer.
Right.
Because you're going to get a lot of, Satan will send a lot of workers to you to try to trip you up and try to drag you into a situation you don't understand.
Yep.
But I just heard a brother talking about on an audio or a witnessing thing where he said, I want to go study up on that.
Yep.
And I want to go talk to my brothers about that. And that's something you can use, too, and say, you know what? That's a really good question or a really good thought.
Yep.
I'm going to do some research on that. You send me an email, and I'd be happy to get back to you on it.
That finds out if somebody's a truth seeker or not.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So
and most people aren't, so you got to filter them out.
99.9 aren't, and sometimes that might quiet the situation.
Yeah. Awesome.
And another thing to always remember is if it becomes a mocker, you be kind up to the point where they're mocking, and then you can take that time away and withdraw that precious pearl from them.
Turn around and walk away.
I will take it away from them and go look for somebody else to give it
to.
Yeah,
do that. Like I said, I did that to that man today. He's lying about God's word. I said, I'm not going to continue to preach to you. Check out my website. Email me if you ever change your mind. I got to go preach. And I turned around and I walked away. Don't cast your pearls.
Right.
Yeah, good stuff, Sister Almond.